Is what we began to think about a few weeks ago. Change is again in the air today. But anyway, change. Well, you might think, well, what change? What changes that dress hasn't changed in years? Maybe ours is going to soon, but nothing much you might think is going to alter in the foreseeable future. And so you think, well, what's this change about? But the fact is that even if we're sitting still, even if we're staying in the same place, we're actually, if we're serious about Christianity, on a pilgrimage. We're on the move. We're all of us on the move. We're all of us moving on, moving through. And think a little bit about this in the sermon a bit later. Pilgrimage, journeying, traveling. Everything, whether we know it or not, is changing. And some of those changes come suddenly and unexpectedly. And we've got to be ready for them as best we can. We can't predict the future. We don't know. I don't know what the general election's going to come up with there. We really don't. We can't foresee really what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone in 5 years' time, 10 years' time. We make the best plans we can with the knowledge we have to hand. But there are always unexpected things out there. God's people always had unexpected things out there. That psalm we just read, there's the psalmist sort of trying to get his head round what seems to have gone wrong, that God seems to have left them. And they've had trouble. The enemies seem to have overcome them. And he's puzzling through this and trying to reason, why have we done something wrong? Have we been unloyal to God, unfaithful to his covenant? Why? Why is our nation in such a state that it is? Why are so many churches small and struggling? Why? And these are the questions, aren't they, that we're forever wrestling with. Unexpected happenings, changes, things that come upon people, families, churches, individuals, nations. And we are always, always to be doing what we need to do right here, right now, to be walking with God, right? That is it. This is the best preparation for the unexpected. I don't know what the unexpected is. Isn't it? I can be a bit gloomy. Could be death or injury or sickness or disappointment. We had some hope to do something and it doesn't quite work out. May not be your fault. Maybe somebody else got in the way or somebody just had it in for you. People do that, you know. They can just have it in for you. And you can do your best and be at your best, but they've just got it in for you. Or they've got some other agenda or something's going on. And your hoped for outcome doesn't work. Well, how do you prepare for that? Well, it's going to hurt, isn't it? It's going to be difficult. But that's part of pilgrimage. That's part of the journey. And even if we try to control all the changes and try to make sure nothing comes near, nothing comes near, it will. Some things will just happen. Things will happen. But if we're walking with the Lord and if we're building up a relationship with him, if we're gaining understanding of him and who he is and what his power is and what he's like, that he's so compassionate and so generous, so kind, and that he lives, he does things. He's not sort of dead, inert, somewhere far away. Well, he doesn't do very much, never shows up. If that's what we think, no, we need to realize he's on the case. He's real. And powerful. And he intervenes and he takes us along and he builds something into us. So when the unexpected happens and the changes come and it's a bit uncomfortable maybe and we're shaken by this, I hadn't seen that coming or I hadn't seen that coming. We've got something to meet it with because we've got to walk with God. We have something we've been building up quietly and patiently. Just day by day. So hope you do pray. I hope you spend some time seeking God. I hope you look at the Bible and do some reading in that each day and maybe read something to go alongside it just to help and stimulate you as to what it might be saying to you. Because all of that adds up to something. So when the pilgrimage gets difficult and there are suddenly changes and suddenly something's happened that you didn't see that coming And maybe a difficulty there, a trial that comes. You've been building up a relationship with God, so when that time comes, you've got something. So it is. It's the everyday. It's the small things, doing the small things now and being diligent about them and disciplined about them. Doing those things now will make the difference when perhaps something bigger comes in the future. You've got something laid up to be able to meet it. So are you walking with him? Are you walking with him? Are you following him in that way? Are you learning from him, growing in him? Because otherwise, changes will come. Suddenly, something on the journey hits us. We may not have what we need when it hits us. So build that in early. Build it in young. Who knows what's around the corner? Maybe something nice. I've just been putting it a bit sort of gloomy there. Maybe something great. Fine. May it be. But life, well, we know it only too well. And the better prepared we are now for those changes, the better we'll be able to cope with them when they come. Build up that walk with God. Let's sing a hymn, 155, One There Is Above All Others, 155.